Functions of inventory. In addition to analyzing inventory by where it is in the system, organizations justify maintaining inventory or advocate for its reduction based on the reason the inventory is being held in the first place. These functions include the following: cycle stock and lot size, decoupling using safety stock or buffers, anticipation, seasonal, hedge, vendor managed inventory, VMI, and consignment, in transit, pipeline, service parts, excess, obsolete, and scrap. Each of these functions is discussed next. Cycle stock and lot size. When items are purchased in large lots to gain quantity and transportation discounts and reduce ordering costs, the inventory buildup is denoted as cycle stock, cycle inventory, or lot size inventory to indicate the purpose of the buildup. The ISEM Supply Chain Dictionary defines two of these terms as follows. Lot size inventory. Inventory that results whenever quantity price discounts, shipping costs, setup costs, or similar considerations make it more economical to purchase or produce in larger lots than are needed for immediate purposes. C. Cycle stock. Cycle stock. The amount of inventory maintained to fulfill demand during an order cycle. The cycle stock depletes gradually as customer orders are fulfilled and is replenished cyclically when orders from suppliers are received. SIN. Cycle inventory. C. Lot size inventory. Lot size inventory or cycle stock depletes gradually as orders consume the units and then jumps up higher in sawtooth fashion as new shipments are received, repeating cyclically. Lot size inventory refers to the size of the order a purchaser places. The size of the order is determined in part by demand or to take advantage of volume discounts. Lot sizes may have a minimum order quantity, MOQ, and this may be based on manufacturing and/or transportation economies of scale, such as an economic manufacturing lot size, a full pallet, or a full truckload. Decoupling using safety stock and buffers. The classification of inventory to serve the purpose of decoupling supply and demand was introduced earlier in this general content area. Two ways that decoupling can be managed include setting and monitoring safety stock levels or inventory buffers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety stock and related terms. Safety stock. Stock planned to be in inventory to protect against fluctuations in demand or supply, including uncertainty, forecast errors, long lead times, or supplier shortages. SINs. Buffer stock. Reserve stock. C. Hedge. Inventory buffer. Fluctuation inventory. Inventory that is carried as a cushion to protect against temporary variations in supply and demand. SIN. Fluctuation stock. C. Inventory buffer. Inventory buffer. Inventory used to protect the throughput of an operation or the schedule against the negative effects caused by delays in delivery, quality problems, delivery of an incorrect quantity, and so on. SIN. Inventory cushion. C. Fluctuation inventory. Safety stock. Safety stock typically refers to raw materials, usually non-perishable, work in process, WIP, or finished goods inventory set as the minimum inventory level for a particular stockkeeping location. This is inventory held just in case demand is higher than expected, there is supply disruption or breakdown, a quality problem is discovered, and so on, much like an insurance policy that has a cost but reduces risks to an acceptable level. Note that an increase in demand could either be consumer demand for the supply of finished goods or demand for materials or components by a succeeding process in manufacturing. Having safety stock protects retailers from losing consumer sales because of stockouts, distributors from dissatisfying their retail customers, and manufacturers from losing revenue and customer goodwill as a result of production disruptions or planning errors that delay finishing and shipping goods. Safety stock levels are set by determining a targeted level of customer service and then calculating the amount of safety stock needed to provide that level. Safety stock should not be needed often, but if it is needed only rarely, this is usually a sign that the inventory level is too high at that location. Production might produce more than needed to generate safety stocks. Note that safety stock is sometimes called an inventory buffer because it is a buffer against uncertainty. However, the term buffer is more commonly identified with the theory of constraints, where it serves a very specific purpose that is not related to safety stock. Another use of the term buffer is in demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, where inventory buffer sizes are dynamically monitored and adjusted on a daily basis. Both of these types of buffers are discussed more elsewhere. Anticipation. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines anticipation inventories as additional inventory above basic stocking levels to cover projected trends of increasing sales, planned sales promotion programs, seasonal fluctuations, plant shutdowns, and vacations. Anticipation inventory is accumulated in anticipation of an increase in demand or a reduction in supply. Purposes include building inventory in anticipation of a new corporate customer, a new product launch, a temporary plant shutdown, for example, a retrofit, a business move, or a sales promotion. The cost of anticipation inventory is calculated by summing the average inventory level per time bucket and then multiplying this by the inventory carrying cost. Seasonal. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines seasonal inventory as inventory built up to smooth production in anticipation of a peak seasonal demand. SIN. Seasonal stock. Inventory is classified as seasonal when it has a peak selling season and level or hybrid production is used to build up this inventory in advance of the season. Seasonal inventory that does not sell may need to be heavily discounted at the end of the season, stored until the same time next year, de-kitted and repackaged as non-seasonal inventory, sold to a third party, or some other disposition.
Hedge.
Hedging is a way of locking in prices for something now to reduce uncertainty in case the price is too high later, or if there could be supply shortages. This can be done with financial products such as futures, or it can be done by buying inventory sooner than it is needed when prices are low. When the latter is done, it is called hedge inventory. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hedge inventory as a form of inventory buildup to buffer against some event that may not happen. Hedge inventory planning involves speculation related to potential labor strikes, price increases, unsettled governments, and events that could severely impair a company's strategic initiatives. Risk and consequences are unusually high, and top management approval is often required. Another use of the term hedge inventory is for inventory that is made or planned at a higher level than needed in the event that the mix or demand changes. Due to the uncertainty of the future and the financial stake in the ground created by the hedge, hedging is risky. Hedge inventory is commonly used in purchasing commodities, such as fuel or grain, that are traded on a global market. An airline may purchase financial options to buy fuel at a set price when prices are low since it cannot actually store much excess fuel. If prices stay low or become lower, the cost of the option is a loss. But the airline does reduce cost variability in either case. A food processor may gamble that a new plant disease will mean a poor peanut crop next year and higher prices. The processor may decide to acquire inventory above current needs to avoid higher prices or shortages in the future. If there is a year of plenty, however, the organization could have severe losses since the market won't likely bear a finished goods price that reflects their actual material costs. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI, and consignment. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI, and consignment inventory were both introduced and defined elsewhere. Both are classifications of inventory. VMI is an inventory classification because the supplier manages these inventories directly at the organization's locations, and so they need to be treated differently from inventory that the organization manages. Consignment is a classification because the organization does not own this inventory, even though it is stored on their premises. VMI arrangements may or may not be on a consignment basis. Assuming the inventory in VMI is not on consignment, then the organization owns this inventory and must include it in their current assets on the balance sheet. Consignment inventory is carried on the supplier's balance sheet. In transit. Pipeline inventory. In transit inventory, or pipeline inventory, is inventory in the transportation network. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines related terms. In transit inventory, material moving between two or more locations, usually separated geographically, for example, finished goods being shipped from a plant to a distribution center, DC. Transportation inventory, inventory that is in transit between locations. C. Pipeline stock, transit inventory. Pipeline stock. Inventory in the transportation network and the distribution system, including the flow through intermediate stocking points. The flow time through the pipeline has a major effect on the amount of inventory required in the pipeline. Time factors involve order transmission, order processing, scheduling, shipping, transportation, receiving, stocking, review time, and so forth. SIN. Pipeline inventory C. Distribution system. Transportation inventory. The average amount of inventory that is in transit at any given time is a function of the average transit time in days. Reducing this time is the only way to reduce transportation inventory levels. This can be done by using faster modes of transport or by selecting suppliers that are closer to the organization. This reduces both costs and lead times. If faster transport is used, however, its increased cost may offset any cost savings. Note that transportation inventory also includes inventory in motion within the plant, such as from one work center to another. This time is measured as the move time component of manufacturing lead time. Service parts. Service parts, a term related to finished goods and MRO supplies, are those modules, components, and elements that are planned to be used without modification to replace an original part. SINs. Repair parts, spare parts. An organization can sell service parts to satisfy independent demand for the parts, in which case, they are a type of finished good. However, when the organization buys service parts for its own manufacturing equipment, they do not become part of the final product and thus are MRO supplies. A tire can be a finished product if it is for sale or MRO inventory if it will be used with the organization's own fleet of trucks. Excess, obsolete, and scrap. Exhibit 6-4 shows the way inventory labels change as items age through the system. As inventory ages, the risk that it will lose its value increases. Exhibit 6-4. Inventory over time. Operating inventory includes cycle stock and safety stock. Cycle stock diminishes over the course of the cycle and then is replenished. Operating inventory unused by the end of the cycle becomes excess inventory, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as any inventory that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired throughput rate at the constraint or that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired due date performance. Total inventory equals productive inventory plus protective inventory plus excess inventory. Excess inventory is defined above from a theory of constraints perspective. From a master planning perspective, excess inventory is any inventory created in excess of the requirements within the demand time fence. Excess inventory may exist because orders were canceled or because of a management override. For example, anticipated increases in demand that did not occur. From a material requirements planning or distribution network perspective, excess inventory may be the result of lot size purchasing that exceeds operations capacity or distribution requirements. To draw down excess inventory, management may slow or divert production and/or direct sales to sell finished goods at a discount. The latter reduces profit. Excess components or raw materials may also be sold and may or may not recoup the initial investment represented by the purchase. All inventory that is carried has to be stored and secured, which creates inventory carrying costs that steadily reduce the value of inventory. As time passes, if the excess inventory is not used or sold and if demand is not forecast, it becomes inactive inventory, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. Stock designated as in excess of consumption within a defined period. 2. Stocks of items that have not been used for a defined period. Inactive inventory includes materials that were intended to be converted into finished goods that have not sold, and special inventory, such as spare parts. From an accounting perspective, inventory is an asset, but inactive inventory that was intended for conversion or sale has very little chance of generating profit and yet continues accumulating costs. As an asset, therefore, these types of inactive inventory should be valued at zero, and the cost of this should be written off against current profits. For example, our fast fashion retailer is familiar with the effect of time on inventory. If inventory has not sold within 8 weeks of delivery at its stores, the discounts begin. At 12 weeks, the goods are sold to discount stores. Another classification of inventory is distressed goods. Distressed goods are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as products that are damaged or close to their expiration date and cannot be sold at full price. C. Deterioration. Examples are boxes that have been damaged in the warehouse or inactive inventories of processed foods nearing their sell-by dates. They may be heavily discounted or scrapped, leaving little or no profit margin. Inactive inventory may eventually become obsolete inventory, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as inventory items that have met the obsolescence criteria established by the organization, such as inventory that has been superseded by a new model or otherwise has a lack of demand. Obsolete inventory will never be used or sold at full value. Disposing of the inventory may reduce a company's profit. The organization loses a portion or all of the amount invested in the inventory. In addition, it may incur disposal fees. As a result, One of the key objectives of inventory management is to minimize the amount of inventory that needs to be classified as inactive or obsolete. Obsolete inventory includes product that must be disposed because it has exceeded its shelf life. Shelf life is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the amount of time an item may be held in inventory before it becomes unusable. Scrap is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as material outside of specifications and possessing characteristics that make rework impractical. Scrap may be an accepted part of an operation or may result from defective material or errors in processing. For example, a hole drilled in the wrong location, a shirt sewn with some pieces wrong side out. It can include finished goods that have been recalled. For example, contaminated food or damaged products that cannot be reworked and whose parts cannot be returned to inventory.